Abby King, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, your organization's mission and Earth Day target is the Maumee River watershed. That's 8,000 square miles, a little more, all the way to Lake Erie, and it all starts right here in Allen County. So how does tree planting and cleaning litter improve all of these ecosystems that we're speaking of?
Planting trees, riparian buffer areas are natural spaces next to waterways, and they help in several ways that hold soil in place. That's our number one problem is sedimentation and erosion. It slows the water down. It filters deep into the roots and into the soil. It naturally eliminates runoff, and when we remove these areas, that's bad. So replacing them with trees helps immediately with 59 gallons of water per tree per year.
Oh my goodness. How endangered are these buffer areas?
Well, one thing I know they're not making any more of is natural spaces. One of the new land management techniques is to remove invasive plants and the natives will return. So far, we've already logged 300 volunteer hours just removing Asian honeysuckle. So we're prepping the site right now and the trees will be delivered tomorrow.
And this is for the bank and the erosion and everything else. It's also for all of the wildlife living in the area.
Yes. There's several things that riparian buffers help. It absorbs fertilizers, waste material, removes excess nitrogen, nutrients, phosphorus, and we measure all that in our project. Mm-hmm. So I want to see hands-on, ready things that are measurable, replicable, and then use that for an example for others.
And build on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, what bodies of water are affected by your work?
Well, the Maumee River crosses all the political boundaries of the city of Fort Wayne, Allen County, state of Indiana. So it's important for us. It leads all the way to Lake Erie. So the upper Maumee, which is what Save Maumee works on, is between Fort Wayne, basically at Three Rivers Apartments, all the way to Defiance, Ohio. That is half of the entire Maumee River. And then that goes into Lake Erie.
How quickly will these improved areas that you have worked on, you have maintained, you have made a difference, start working?
As soon as the trees are in the ground, they'll start working immediately. Within 3 years, these trees will just absolutely change the landscape and hold everything down. So usually if a tree can live there for 3 years, it's probably pretty well established.
And in the 12 years you've been doing this as an organization, you do see a difference? And in fact, can it be measured in the quality of our water?
Oh, wow. I would say that removing, I think we're up to 30,000 pounds of trash. The dumpster is usually about 2 tons, maybe 3, and it's gone. So, you know, of course, there will always be litter, but some of the historic trash, like the gas tanks and the 55-gallon steel drums and the bumpers of cars and all these other strange things have been pulled out. Now it's single-serving plastic, styrofoam.
You're making great headways.
Oh,
and
yes.
Getting clean.
Yes.
For the future, especially if you watchdog it.
Yeah. Well, and even some of the seeds we've planted, a lot of the seeds are viable for about 2 years. So if it gets carried downstream and stuck in a spot, if it's carried by another bird somewhere else, these are all beneficial. So things don't happen in a vacuum. By just having these plants grow here, it's reducing pools of standing stagnant water that create breeding grounds for mosquitoes to carry disease and viruses to humans. We have habitat for wildlife. It provides food, breeding ground, resting areas, and basically given the recreation that everyone's looking for, because when you start measuring things in recreation, it's economic dollars that are brought in.
Another good point. And again, it starts right here in our county.
Yes, all the way to Lake Erie. And the Maumee is the largest contributing watershed to the Great Lakes in America. That is huge. So these are real solutions to problems. Another thing that I think the sewers have been adding to the problem for a long time. When our sewer systems were built, they weren't ready to handle the volume of people 100 years later. So by the City of Fort Wayne Board of Public Works tunnel project, they're making that 5-mile long pipe 200 feet underground. And all the engineers are coming up with stats of how much that's going to fix. I mean, that'll fix over 50% of all our water quality issues, in my opinion, if not more. So then what? The next thing would be probably chemicals, things that you apply to your lawn. things that go down the drain from your car, because when it rains, it all rinses off and goes straight into your waterways. The more you have to treat water, the more that it costs. These are all real solutions. It's difficult because water is the most important thing. You can live with a lot of things, but it will never be without water.
Do you think it's a matter of people not caring or being callous to things, or simply that they don't know that this is the case?
That's a really good question. I think that people are busy with their lives. I think that they go to work. I think that they come home. I think they try and do civic duties, PTA, their children. And at the end of the day, you're tired. And probably the biggest thing that I fight is apathy, that I can't do anything about it. I'm powerless. I turn my head from it so I don't have to look at it because I recognize that this is a problem. Sometimes I uncomfortably help people to see it, but it's always in a good-natured way that I'm not trying to be Chicken Little. The sky is not falling, but there are real solutions, and without solutions, we only have problems. So I offer those solutions, even as small as they are, as planting trees. But this isn't a small undertaking. This area is over 3,000 linear feet, which is huge.
I know that you put your shovel where your mouth is, so to speak, when you're looking for grassroots solutions to things. So 3 days, 1,100 trees to yes. plant, acres of litter to clear. How are you going to get her done?
Oh, okay. So April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. April 22nd, it's a Saturday, planting 550 trees at Mosier Park. How we're going to get it done is people. People will come. That is our biggest event day. Last year, we had log in and out 268 people. And those are just the ones we caught. So there's more people, and they're having a march for science at 10 a.m. I'll be the last speaker, and then I'll drag everyone to the furthest place on the site. So you'll okay. actually see how big it is and realize how far it goes. It's very exciting. There's about 55 trees per section, 19 species, and the benefit of some of these native trees, if you can get them to establish for 2 to 3 years, their roots go deep, deep into the ground and they won't move. So even if they sit underwater for a week or two, even if the water goes up and tries to push them down, they're going to stay. And I need volunteers to help me get all these trees in the ground because it's all about the trees on Earth Day weekend.
And what a wonderful focus that certainly is. And you call the event Shovel Ready. So what does that entail?
Shovel Ready means that everyone loves to plant a tree. That's fun. The hard work is our 300 hours that we've removed invasives. So when you walk in, you'll be able to see all those stumps have been removed so they can be replaced with trees. And we do more of the site than we have to because the honeysuckle will just come right in if we don't. We have just over 100 shovels. I'm afraid that that's not enough.
So folks should maybe bring their own.
You can definitely bring your own shovel. We do have 100 shovels, okay. and we start in section one. As soon as section one is done, we move to section two. That just is a marker that we're able to tell exactly where we are in the tree planting. So every one of my volunteers has their own section, and then we'll know exactly where we are in the process.
That's great. The camaraderie generated in these work weekends, especially your big ones, besides being great fun, what do they add to the solidarity of your organization long term?
I think that some of our projects with some of our volunteers have changed their lives. I do. There was 20 people that paddled the entire length of the Maumee River, 20 on the banks, helping us move from one site to another over 9 days. And just the relationships that are built, you're part of something that's greater than yourself. And I think that people want to do something. This is a tangible, physical way that you get to enjoy nature, be outside, meet other like-minded people, learn something, teach something. The children need to be brought to the riverbanks because they are the future. That's the answer. It's your love of the water, and it's something that seems to bring everyone together every time. I always hear stories of water, stories of, oh, I remember when I was a kid and we used to jump off of this willow tree. You know, those are things that make people want to do something, and we encourage that and tell them to come on back because we have more projects always.
Sure, and you are really building for the future, quite literally, in this case.
Yes, always. getting people to be interested and care. Yes.
You've partnered with the New Haven Park Department and East Allen County School System on this, two power partners making a power team. And actually, New Haven historically is a power city. How can you broaden the base still further?
Well, New Haven has a real interest because they're downstream. New Haven Parks and Rec, East Allen Community Schools, these are public spaces. And I want to improve all waterways. Ownership is important, and we all own this property. Broadening the base is, you know, it's bringing people that haven't heard of improving water quality. We always work on water quality issues. Riverfront development is great. I think it'll bring people to the water, see it, be a part of it, and then take that next step, the step that's just beyond that, to say, okay, now what can I do differently? So if I can make that stretch and help people to have that one step that I can do something, and that's how water quality improvements happen. Cesar Chavez said, grassroots organizing is simply one person telling one other person, and those two people going out and telling two more. And that's how it happens.
Abby King is founder and president of Save Maumee Grassroots Organization. Abby, thank you so much for taking time from your very busy prep week to join us today, and best of Earth Day celebrations to you.
Thank you.